Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio, sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation. Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Happy Thanksgiving, Columbus, Phoenix City, and Fort Benning, and all surrounding areas. Thank you for listening to Financial Notes with Cindy G. And I am Cindy G. I've gathered information from associates, friends, and family. I want to say a thank you to our producer, Shireen Renee, and a thank you to our sponsors, Kingstown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of California. Appreciate each and every one of you for joining me at this new time of 8:30 Eastern Time for Financial Notes with Cindy G. And tonight's show is about an attitude of gratitude. This is going to be very informal. We're just going to take time to talk about what we're thankful for. You know, we've had some challenges in 2020, and that's an understatement for many of us. But just focusing on, you know, what are we thankful for? So I'm thankful for the time I was able to share with my loved ones today. We had our masks. We were socially distanced from each other. But I think that we spent, you know, we went that extra step to say, hey, I love you. Today looked and was, you know, was different than Thanksgiving 2019. But the love that was there in 2019 and earlier years was definitely there today. So I'm inviting everyone to join the conversation. Call 563-999-3722 and press 1 and share what you're thankful for today or what you're thankful for in the year 2020. And again, that number is 563 area code, 999-3722 and press 1. And Ms. Shireen Renee, the show's producer, will get you on live. And so, other things I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for Ms. Shireen Renee, the show's producer. And I'm also thankful to each of you for listening to Financial Notes with Cindy G. So, as we reflect on this Thanksgiving, you know, I did a little research. Okay, so I Googled. And it was a harvest festival observed by the pilgrims at Plymouth. And many of us learned this in high school. And it stated on Wikipedia, the most prominent historical Thanksgiving event in American popular culture was in its first celebration in the year 1621 at the Plymouth Plantation, where settlers had a harvest feast after a successful growing season. So that started what we continue to celebrate today. And then tomorrow, we're also going to be, and then tomorrow, you know, we're going to have Black Friday, and then Saturday is Small Business Saturday. So I would definitely encourage you. I know many of us will not even be in that buying mood because, you know, that's not an option for us. But for the ones that all, you know, that there is an option to go out and buy, don't forget the small business. And, you know, don't forget that small business and take advantage of going to the small businesses on Saturday and recognizing that small businesses, how much they impact our communities and how they make a difference in what we do and what we have. So let's recognize them. Let's pour money into them as they have poured into the community. So I wanted to look at, like, you know, what are some things that people are thankful for? So the lawofattraction.com. I actually pulled up an article by Catherine Hurst, H-U-R-S-T, and she talks about a gratitude exercise and 100 things to be thankful for today. And the reason I looked at this particular article is, my planner is from the Law of Attraction, and it's very focused on the positivity of what's going on in your life and your mentality of how you see things. And so I was like, well, this should be awesome. Let me look and see what are some of the things that are listed. And the first thing is family and friends. And I, you know, I was like, okay, great. That's what I, you know, I spent time with family and I engage in conversation or text messages with family and friends throughout the whole day. So it was very good just to sit back and say, hey, love you, appreciate you, glad you're in my life, to share some jokes and just let folks know, hey, you mean enough to me for me to reach out to you on this day. And then it's number two, health and well-being. So whatever our health, and I know for many of us, it's not, it may not be the greatest. But hopefully we know what to do and what not to do in order to make it better. Let's, one, be thankful that we know what our health is, and if it's not where we need it to be, that we know what to do. And three, that we have the ability to do what needs to be done. And then the opportunity to have an education. Okay, I am all for education, not student debt, but definitely education. And then for those who had food on the table, which many of us did, thankful for that today. And then your favorite song. I know for me, music can put me in a wonderful zone. And I'm thankful for that. Music can bring many of us together, too. We may have differences, you know, here and there, but the music just keeps us going. And so it's awesome. So, and my favorite song, I like different genres of music, so I'm thankful for that. So I like, when I look at artists, I have like some older R&B artists, like a Luther Vandross. I like works by Aretha Franklin. I like country music, big country. Some of the artists from the 60s and 70s, I like them too. So my favorite song, not so much, but just the various genres of music. I'm so, so thankful for that. And then listed here is a hot shower. And so I'm thinking, yes, we may take that for granted. I went to the Philippines years ago, and indoor plumbing is something that you couldn't take for granted. Toilet paper, you couldn't take for granted. A hot shower, you definitely could not take that for granted. So, yes, a hot shower, that is definitely something to be grateful for. And then the internet. Okay, so a few years back, I went to Cuba, and I chuckled because internet was like a hit or miss. You could actually get the internet one night, and other nights you could try for 30 minutes and not get it. So you were very thankful when you were able to get the internet. And one of the greatest memories I have being in Cuba is when I was able to get the internet and I was able to watch my nephew walk across the stage when he graduated from high school. That was totally awesome. And that's because I was able to get on with the internet. And I'll be honest with you, I think that was divine intervention. Nothing more and nothing less. So I've listed a couple of things out there for, you know, what to be thankful for. And as I said, this comes from the Law of Attraction. And this is an article that I actually pulled. And as I said, my planner is from the Law of Attraction. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take a small break. And when we return, I hope that you will join me and share what you're thankful for. Call 563-999-3722 and press 1. Love to hear what you're thankful for this 2020 Thanksgiving. Be back.
Older adults and people of any age with underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. The good news is there are steps you can take to protect yourself and your loved ones. Step 1, keep germs away. Wash your hands often. Stay home unless you need food, medicine, or medical care. If you need to go out, stay at least 6 feet or 2 arms' lengths apart from others. Avoid people who are sick. And remember, wear a cloth face covering when around others. Step 2, make a plan. Identify and talk with someone who can help care for you if you get sick. Have supplies such as medicines and groceries on hand, or find ways to have them brought to you. Step 3, keep up with the situation and health recommendations in your area. If COVID-19 is spreading in your community, stay home as much as possible and avoid crowds. If you do get sick with fever, cough, or shortness of breath, call your doctor right away. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Did you grow up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home? ACA is a recovery program for adults whose lives were affected as a result of being raised in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family. To get help, go to adultchildren.org.
Welcome back, Columbus, Phoenix City, and Fort Benning and surrounding areas. Welcome to Financial Notes with Cindy G. And you are invited to share with us and everyone that's listening what you're thankful for this Thanksgiving 2020. Call 563-999-3722 and press 1. I'm going to go over a few more of the things that from this article. They talked about the law of attraction.com and the things to be thankful for. And so having a job and or income. I know for some people, they're in the process of trying to find a job. But for us who have a job, it may not be the job that we want, but it's the income, and we're able to do some of the things that we need to do, that we want to do, and to be thankful for what we have so that we can be blessed with other things. And then the ability to dream. Don't give up on your dreams. With everything going on, don't give up on your dreams, okay? Sunrises and sunsets. In certain parts of Texas and California and probably all over the nation, people get together and watch sunrises and sunsets. They come together and they watch it. And I'll be honest, at first I was like, yeah, I want to do that because it's it might be like what tourists do. But then once I was there and I saw the sun set, I was like, okay, I could do this every single day. Something about watching the sunset and something about watching it sunrise that just gives you that feeling of thankfulness. And then having a roof over your head. It may not be the home that you want or the house that you want, but it's a roof over your head. And let's be thankful. Let's all be thankful for that. So this Thanksgiving 2020 show has been a little shorter than our shows in the past, but wanted to take a few minutes and say happy Thanksgiving. Thankful to have you as listeners. Hope that you are enjoying this Thanksgiving. You're socially distancing. And don't forget, this Saturday, it's a small business. Take advantage of Small Business Saturday. And let's just support the small businesses, either online or in our community or both. Let's make sure that we do that. And then next Thursday, join me back here for Financial Notes with Cindy G., 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Cannot wait, and enjoy the rest of your day. And, you know, normally I will have a shout-out for a business. It's all small businesses, so let's support them in our community. And I'll see you next Thursday, 8:30 Eastern Time, on Financial Notes with Cindy G. Appreciate you. Thankful to have you. And enjoy the rest of today. Enjoy this weekend, and we will meet again next Thursday. Have a great day. Thank you now.
You're listening to the Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia. In the valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on. Because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation. Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.